churches worldwide seek out the Worldwide Healing Ministry. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Churches worldwide seek out the Worldwide Healing Ministry. Why is that? Why do churches all over the world contact the Worldwide Healing Ministry to work with them on their healing needs for their congregation, for the people in their churches, for the people that come to them and asking for guidance and asking for uplifting help in their healing needs? The Worldwide Healing Ministry does something that very few other organizations do. It's not that they can't do it, but it's just that they don't do it. And what the Worldwide Healing Ministry does is it does not entertain any thoughts of a need. It does not entertain any thoughts of some desire to be fulfilled. The Worldwide Healing Ministry recognizes that it is done now. Whatever request is laid upon the Worldwide Healing Ministry, the practitioners of the Worldwide Healing Ministry speak their word and say, it is done now. They do not need to know the details of the request. They do not need to know the details of what it is that each of the people would desire for themselves, with the hundreds of names that come in. Each one is seen as complete and whole in whatever their desire may be. That desire is fulfilled now. It's not something that is going to be done, not something that is going to be worked on. It's not something that has to be chosen to be fulfilled. It is a desire that is already manifest in the life and affairs of each individual seeking out the Worldwide Healing Ministry, seeking out the ministry of their own churches, and their own churches contacting the Worldwide Healing Ministry. The Worldwide Healing Ministry has a 24-hour healing ministry. Every message that comes to us, every desire that comes to us, we instantaneously speak our word, it is done. There is no great challenge to this. There is no great need for this. There's no great circumstance for this where the ministry has to be alert to the problems of the world, to the circumstances that demand attention. For the Worldwide Healing practitioners, all of a mind say, all is in divine order now. All is in divine order now. Whatever the desire of any person, any being, any group, any organization, any world peoples, from whatever government they may be, these are spoken at the Worldwide Healing Ministry as, it is done now, it is fulfilled now, it is revealed now, it is accomplished now, it is the wish so wonderfully desired to be fulfilled. Fulfilled now in the hearts of each of these people. How can we say that? How can we make such a grand statement as that? We simply say that whatever is the desire of the heart is done. Because ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. It is done unto you according to your belief. It is done unto you according to your desire for yourself and for your world. So when the Worldwide Healing Ministry says, it is done, it is making a statement of truth. It is making a statement that has already been recognized, that has already been realized, that has already been desired and spoken for and fulfilled. We cannot add anything more to the desires of the world. We cannot add anything more to that which is. All exists right now. All exists wherever it may be. All exists in the heart and mind and soul and being of every being on the face of the earth. Man is created to be its ideal self. Man is created to express its ideal self 24 hours of the day, every day of its experience. Man is created to live in immortality, in perpetualness, perpetuity. Man is not designed to have problems. Man is designed to have fulfillment. Man is designed to live in its ideal state of consciousness, the ideal state, its original purity and integrity. Man is designed to do this. All countries in the world are designed to do this. All governments in the world are designed to do this. All churches in the world are designed to recognize that it is done now. If the churches of the world truly did not believe that it's done now, they would never reach out to seek guidance and direction in seeing it already done now. It is already done now everywhere, for everyone. Ours is but to claim the truth about ourselves. And this is what the Worldwide Healing Ministry does. It doesn't teach anybody. It lives this principle. And as it lives this principle, all those who seek out the Worldwide Healing Ministry find that joy in their heart overflowing, manifesting beautifully, wonderfully. The only thing that the Worldwide Healing Ministry recommends that each of its participants do is to see it done now. Not something to be done, not something wished for, not something devoutly to be wished for, but see it done now. And as we see it done now, then it is done. It is done in our hearts. It is done in our soul. It is done, in fact, in every measure of our thinking. The Worldwide Healing Ministry is not unique in this. This is how divinity works. This is how the divine in all beings work. This is how God works. This is how we as God work. The divine now revealing itself so fully, so completely, so wonderfully, so magnificently that there's nothing else to be done. Churches worldwide seek out the Worldwide Healing Ministry here in Campo, California. Because the Worldwide Healing Ministry here in Campo, California gets results. People who listen to our statements, who listen to our sharing, who listen to who and what we are, and say it is done now with us, for them, it is done now. You have the privilege to say it is not done. That's not what we share. You have the privilege to say, you wish, you would like, you desire, you want. And those who reach into their inner heart, reach into the divine within them, realize it is done unto you according to your belief. Now, what is your belief? It's not a matter of wishful thinking. It's not a matter of desire. Belief is, I know that all is in divine order now. I know it is done according to my thought. I know that I speak my word and it is done. Whatever my choice, whatever my desire, good, bad, or indifferent. That's the strange thing about it. Good, bad, and indifferent, because it all exists in the universe. And if I'm going to reach into the pile of good, bad, and indifferent, and I'm going to take out the bad and indifferent, then that's what I will experience. But if I reach into the pile of good, bad, and indifferent and take out the good, take out the divine, take out the revealed, take out that which I am, then that is who I am, and that is what I will experience. What is my choice for myself? The Worldwide Healing Ministry and its practitioners, one and all, speak their word and say, "It is done now. It is done now. It is fulfilled now. It is revealed now." It is up to each being in the world to reach out and touch themselves and know themselves and be themselves and delight in themselves and know that the world is theirs now. Whatever measure they choose, it is there now. It stands ready for them to receive it. And they, in turn, say, "I accept." And it is done unto them wonderfully, beautifully, completely, magnificently, right now. Churches worldwide seek out the Worldwide Healing Ministry here in Campo, California, because as we speak the truth, it is done. Know this now for yourself, for anyone in your world, for any desire. It is done now. And accept it and claim it and enjoy it, because that's all there's to it. But it's up to you to make the decision to claim it, accept it, and enjoy it now. Know indeed that I love you. I love you. I love you.